Thursday, May 24th, 2007, and open a work session on Senate Bill 5542, the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board Budget Bill. Mr. Siebert.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have at your place a stack of information, including the memo for the LFO recommendations, a copy of the work session action report, also the legislatively adopted key performance measures, and I'd ask that you use the one that's at your desk. I delivered a draft version by mistake earlier. And then you also have the total Measure 66 and also PCSRF budgets for the natural resource agencies and also Oregon State Police, Fish and Wildlife on a sheet attached as well. I'll start on the memo dated May 18th, 2007. Starting with A, adjustments to the governor's recommended budget. Again, please look at the LFO work session action report. And the first, as usual, the first couple pages are summary pages. So we'll start, the recommendations start on page 4. There's a small reduction in 070 for revenue shortfall, changes in other funds. The department, again, to remind you, gets other funds from the sale of salmon license plates. So LFO is recommending approval of that to align the revenue with some of the expenditures. You'll see some other adjustments to other funds later. Package 110, program continuity. This package was described to you during the agency presentation. It uses lottery funds and federal funds from the administrative allowance on PCSRF grants to continue 5 positions and also transfers 1 position in that was established last biennium in the capital program into the operations program so that all positions in FTE are in the same program, which is Program 1 Operations. So you'll see the different positions that would be added back. These will be made permanent this time, including the grant program manager position, information specialist systems position, and then a couple limited duration positions are continued, accounting position for processing small grants, and an office specialist 2 position to provide grant program support, and both of those positions are funded with the administrative allowance on PCSRF. LFO is recommending approval as modified by technical adjustments. At GRB development, funding for one of the positions was mistakenly added twice, and the FTE count was incorrect. So the LFO adjustments you see there are removing the added or double count dollars from the package and then adding the correct number of positions and FTE. So if you see the total for the package is $508,110 of Measure 66 operations lottery funds and $412,360 of federal funds, 6 positions and 6 FTE. Package 115 is for carry forward. The agency makes a number of grants, obviously, during the biennium. Not all of them are fully paid out through the course of that particular biennium, so they get some carry forward adjustments to their budget. So we're recommending approval as modified. The agency needs a little more carry forward for Measure 66 lottery funds expenditure limitation that they had previously anticipated. Don't need as much other funds carry forward and also don't need as much federal funds carry forward as was included in GRB. So LFO is recommending increasing lottery funds by $900,000 for carry forward, reducing other funds $100,000, and reducing federal funds by $6 million. LFO is recommending approval of that package as modified. Package 120, program reorganization. This makes the budget changes necessary to continue reorganization of the agency completed during the interim, as reported to the emergency board at the June 2006 meeting. Unlike most reorganization packages you see, this one actually saves money, reduces federal lottery funds by $8,195. Package 130, watershed council support. This adds $925,200 of Measure 66 operations dollars and then adjust the federal funds that from what was in base so that essentially you're adding $15,921 to the total that's already in the base budget. So that when combined with the base budget amounts of $824,800 in Measure 66 operation lottery funds and $3,234,950 of federal PCSRF, the total comes to $5 million, as we had described would be the amount for watershed council support this biennium. Again, that's an increase over the $4.1 million that was in the governor's recommended budget and is the EBL amount. Package 140, non-capital grants, adds lottery funds and federal funds for PCSRF to fund the non-capital grant program. for projects not eligible for funding using Measure 66 capital dollars. and you'll see what was in the base budget was it needs to be approved as modified. It changes adjust for non-capital grants to arrive at the new non-capital grant total for 0709. The research and development monies were added to this package in GRB, but these monies are transferred for the program unit 3, which is for research and development. So later you'll see that money appearing again in the program 3, the research and development program unit. And I would just note for the record, too, that the inclusion of the federal funds limitation for the non-capital grants from Pacific Coastal SAM Recovery Fund alleviates the need for the agency to request legislative authorization to apply for these grants. The agency shall instead inform LFO and BAM when they submit an application and the amount being applied for. We're hopeful that the state will be receiving more than $13 million of PCSRF monies this biennium, although that's all that's included in the budget. NOAA Fisheries is undergoing a new grant process at this point for this year's federal fiscal year's monies the agency is preparing to apply for. It's thrown off the timing a little bit on when the money's available, but they're hopeful they'll be able to access more money as a result. So if they do get more money than what is in their budget, the $13 million, they can always come to the legislature or the emergency board for an increase in their expenditure limitation, again, if they're successful in getting more money from the federal government.
Paul?
Yes.
Question. About the Watershed Council Support Package 130. Since the bulk of the money is coming from PCSRF, then what happens if we get less than we anticipated in the grant fund? A web come back, and basically I'm concerned about making sure that we get the minimum of $5 million, obviously possibly more with the additional lottery funds, but is there the ability to come back? Because the big chunk of funding for the Watershed Council support grants is coming from PCSRF, the way I look at this, much more so than what the Soil and Water Conservation District funding is dependent on. So that flexibility.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dingfelder, actually the Watershed Councils and Soil and Water Conservation Districts will each have $1,750,000 of Measure 66 operations and then $3,250,000 of PCSRF. For the biennium, you'll see the package adding Soil and Water Conservation Districts later. Why you don't see all the money in the package for Watershed Council support is because there's a bunch of money in base already.
Okay.
So that's why you don't see that. But
so that's why there's only the 925 there.
Okay. But with the text on the side and then on the spending plan that also was passed out for all the agencies,
mm-hmm.
you'll see the totals for by fund type for both entities. And I think your question was, couldn't they come back and ask for what?
Well, right now, as we know, there's additional lottery funds that came through in the May forecast.
Right.
So the question is, we had talked in this body about $6 million for watershed councils and $6 million for SWCDs, and what's the ability to flexibility to request additional funding since we did not meet that goal?
Mr. Chair, Representative Dingfelder, all the extra money from the close of session forecast for Measure 60 or for lottery funds is included in this budget. So, unlike parks, I had time to include all those dollars in this budget. So, this is the total amount based on the last revenue forecast.
Okay.
The agency through the board can always provide additional grants, for example, to watershed councils and districts they have in the past to supplement their funding that's approved by the legislature. I think that they are hesitant to do so before the legislature decides what the budget for watershed councils and districts would be, which is probably prudent on their part. But I would imagine that the board will be looking at all their funding that's available for grants, including support of districts and councils, and I believe that they're looking for opportunities to increase that to $6 million if possible, and that might very well be an outcome of their deliberations.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional? Okay, let's go on.
Okay, Package 150 Program Enhancement. This adds four new positions, one permanent, the other limited duration, to the operations program. The permanent position would be an NRS-4 who would serve as the OWEB program representative for the New Columbia Plateau region. Previously, really since their inception, they've operated on five regions for grants. This would add a sixth position, so they would go to six regions. And then there are some limited duration positions to assist with some of the technical assistance coordinating work, also grant policy development, and a public affairs specialist position to promote awareness and participation in OWEB's grant programs. LFO is recommending approval as modified. We're recommending to change some of the funding mix for the technical assistance and public affairs positions to 60% PCSRF admin allowance and 40% Measure 66 operations lottery funds. As you may recall, these two positions were not included in the co-chair's budgets. They have approved the addition of the two positions based on this new funding mix. So LFO is recommending approval of the modified package to add four positions. And then package 807 is the package I referenced, and this adds the special payments for soil-water conservation districts to the OWEB budget. These payments have previously been included in the budget for the Department of Ag. Moving payments to OWEB will help ensure that funding for watershed counties and soil-water conservation districts are equal. The payments will be made using the same methodology as they had in the past. The department will be entering into an intergovernmental agreement with the Department of Ag, so they'll still be providing the support as had previously been done. All the SWCD support positions are still in the Ag budget, and they will still review and approve the district's work plans. Essentially, the difference that districts will see is when the warrant will look exactly the same from the state, it'll just have a different agency number somewhere on it. And those are the recommendations for the operations program. Again, package 807 is adding the $1,750,000 of lottery funds and the $3,250,000 of federal funds for the $5 million total support, which would be equal to council based on the package that we're recommending and the amount in the base budget. On page 9 of 13, we move to the capital construction projects. Package 810, again, this is the position that I referenced earlier that was in this program being moved into the operations program. So you see the reduction of $83,565 lottery funds and $82,720 of federal funds, the one position and one FTE. Those were already added into the operations program in package 110. This moves them from that package. And finally, package 200 is the capital grants program. This adds lottery funds limitation for capital construction grants. The total in GRB included $4.8 million of lottery funds, which had been transferred from the Research and Protection Fund. Again, those monies are not added here. They're added in the correct program unit for Research and Development, Program Unit 3, that we'll be dealing with in a minute. So the total in GRB was higher and really artificially higher because they included those research and development dollars. So LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified. There would be no R&D funds remain in this program unit. So there's a small reduction. You'll see $59,500,000 is the total amount for grants to be made from capital funds for OWEB for the biennium, which is quite an increase over last biennium. And I would also note that these will be taken care of in Senate Bill 5543 because for capital projects we give the agency 6-year expenditure limitation. So you need a separate budget bill for a 6-year expenditure limitation. That's why they have two budget bills. So this package will be reflected, and these recommendations will be reflected in the amendments to House or to Senate Bill 5543. And then again, moving on to Program 3, Research Development. You see the addition of the package to maintain the R&D budget structure. This adds back the money that was moved out in GRB from this program unit to clearly track monies that are interest on the Measure 66 lottery dollars that are by statute dedicated to research and development. So this package is approved, makes $2,757,043 of Measure 66 lottery funds operations and $4,936,355 Measure 66 lottery funds R&D capital available for grants by the OWEB board. LFO is recommending approval of that package. And finally, package 810, carry forward of committed grants. This adds some carry forward limitation for monies that were obligated in 0507. That will be used to complete some research projects that were approved in the current biennium. So LFO is recommending approval of $300,000 of expenditure limitation for carry forward. And that is it for the LFO recommendations for the two OWEB budget bills. Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the LFO recommendation?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay, discussion? A couple of items for the record. I think a number of members of the committee have expressed an interest, including the chair, of OWEB considering possible increases to both soil and water conservation districts and watershed councils. The only caveat I would put on that is that I think there's been a lot of interest to see that go to $6 million. I would not give you any promises if it went much higher than that, that there would be a legislative decision to raise it in the next biennium to that level. So you have to be careful. If they raise it too far, they're not going to bind a future legislature, and programs don't grow to such a level that, for instance, I'll just give you for instance, if they were to raise it to $7.5 million, some hypothetical number, I have no guarantee that a future Ways and Means Committee will appropriate at that level.
I think that's wise. I don't know who that would be, but...
Yes. Yes.
It seemed like one of the issues that was brought up during the testimony was the construction money, but you had to lay the foundation in there. And does this budget solve all those problems, or how?
Yes, it does. There is a handout actually that shows you to some detail where all the Measure 66 money has finally gone. Yes, Representative.
I assume what the good senator's talking about is the capital, non-capital balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, just for the record, the additional lottery funds certainly helped with increasing that balance, because the lion's share of the new non-capital dollars went back into the program for non-capital grants. So I think that you were hearing, I think, $6 million for districts, $6 million for councils, and 16, I think, for non-capital grants, or 14 is what they were saying. But we have 5, 5, and 11.1. And if the agency is successful in getting additional PCSRF grant monies, that would just add to the total in the non-capital grant program.
Any additional questions? There's a motion on the table. Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. Now, Mr. Siebert, we have an interesting issue, and I will lead into the issue on performance measures, and you can help me get out of this issue. This committee had made a case, and I tried to make a case, that performance measures 10 and 11 and 12 should be eliminated. Without referencing which co-chair, the co-chairs are okay with me eliminating two of them, two out of 10, 11, and 12. So Mr. Siebert's going to lead sort of a discussion, and we're going to decide which two to eliminate, if we have the votes to do that.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, as the chair stated, the LFO recommendation for the key performance measures, again, is outlined on this page. If you look on the reverse side, you see the four measures we're proposing for deletion. LFO recommended deleting 10, 11, and 12 based on conversations and discussion in the subcommittee. There's a lot of concern that these measures were really outside the control of the agency. I believe the co-chairs are interested in making sure that there is some method of tracking high-level outcomes for the expenditure of over $100 million in this budget. And I think that some hope that the goal of having species delisted will still be maintained. The agency is willing to track these measures internally and report to them at their next Ways and Means and subsequent Ways and Means meetings. But you see the recommendation is to remove Measure 7. This is a water quality conditions. That's a measure that's also in the DEQ budget. So LFO, based on committee discussions, recommending removing that one. And then number 10 is the federal endangered species delisting, state endangered species delisting, and then the species not listed as a result of agency action. For example, the Coastal Cocoa decision with the agency's activities working with other state departments to work successfully to have that species not be listed by the federal government. So with that.
The chair, unless someone would recommend that we approve the LFO recommendations on performance measures, you have them all before you, with the exception of performance measure 12. And the 12 remain with the original performance objectives that it had in the agency recommended budget.
Yes. Sure. I'm trying to recall whether or not either of the co-chairs was present when we had these conversations in work session or in hearings, but going on the belief that they were not, I could care less. I mean, the problem is twofold. One, a performance measure that is not a performance measure is just worthless. You know, these are worthless as they're constructed. I absolutely agree with the co-chairs that we need to have means to be accountable and track a $100+ million budget. You know, if for some reason we can only take two out of three, it really doesn't matter to me one way or the other. They're all worthless. So if you want to put them in, fine, put them in.
Thank you, Representative Burley. What I would say here is progress sometimes is made in steps. Yes, Representative Dinkman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will concur with the good representative from Bend. I have to say I think it's really hard to draw a direct correlation between the work that is being done through the watershed councils and the districts and saying that, you know, this is a direct action. I think if you look at, for instance, KPM-5, looking at fish populations, I think that's a much better measure of recovery for our fish populations in the state. And for somebody who's worked on the Oregon plan for over 10 years, I think it's certainly we're making progress. But I share the concern about linking these KPMs directly to, you know, saying that this is progress for the agency. And I think that's a very difficult measure to find a direct correlation, but that's just sort of my perspective of working on this program for 10 years. I think we have much better measures already in place.
Okay.
You want a motion? To accept the LFO recommendation?
No. So, I'm still fighting for money in another budget.
So I would narrow it down to either 11 or 12 staying men if one's got to stay.
Okay.
12 in terms of the not listed due to state actions, it seems like the conversation was that was really sort of a hard threshold. 11, at least if it's not a performance measure, it's sort of a report of what got delisted, so we'll know when the wolf's going to be back or something like that. You know, it may not be something we can control, but it's a factual item, you know, a report for those of us sitting here that we know what's changed in the last year in terms of listing. I guess that applies to federal for that matter. Yeah, I've now basically given you no help.
Except their whip doesn't track wolves, but yeah. That's okay.
Well, you know, the other thing I think that needs to be factored in here that we've discussed during the various, and we've had this conversation with not only OWEB, but ODF&W and Department of Forestry, all their measures. But in the case of OWEB, I think it's a particularly acute issue because, and I forget what year Measure 66 has to be reauthorized by the voters.
2014.
But we need to be attentive to having performance measures that we can hold up and declare success for this program, so when we go to get it reauthorized, we can get it reauthorized.
I agree.
If we have measures that are just stuff, I mean, actually, people could conceivably opponents to reauthorizing it could use this against
you didn't
the
delist
program.
Or you didn't stop
yeah.
listing.
Senator Lockyer.
I want to, I guess, make a comment about process here. And Mr. Chair, if you're in the middle of negotiations and you need support, I'm going to support you on whatever motion you want to do here. But we have a good system in place where we have subcommittees take testimony, hours and hours of testimony, review pages and pages of documents, and then come to a reasoned decision based on all that information we take in on whether or not we should move ahead with information like this. And what we have before us today, I think, is a consensus on the committee that these four are completely unnecessary and don't help in the budgeting process. We have a recommendation from LFO to eliminate all four of them. And I don't know what other factor set up within the Ways and Means process should trump that. So I think it's perfectly reasonable for us to move ahead with these. If there is some other reason that the chair believes we should not, because there are other factors going on that affect what are related to what we're doing here, I would respect that. And I'll take your lead on it, Mr. Chair. But I'm very comfortable with the good work that this committee does.
Okay. Well, it's very unorthodox. But to give the chair a record.
Mr. Chair.
Chair, I will move the LFO recommendation.
Just to follow up, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, when discussing this with the co-chairs, we said that we would bring the concerns of the co-chairs to the subcommittee.
I'm not sure what the concerns are. I would love to discuss them in our subcommittee, but I'm not sure what the concerns are.
I might weigh in here a minute. I think that what we're struggling here with is Representative Burley probably explained it most succinctly, that we want, not only for budgeting reasons, but also for communication with the voters, some measurable way of explaining how the government, through this agency and through the councils, has invested the money that has been entrusted to it to achieve good outcomes out there. And I would actually, from this discussion, conclude that the good work that this subcommittee has done has concluded that these measures don't hit that mark. Probably the struggle is that we don't have in front of us alternative measures that would do it more effectively. And perhaps this means that this subcommittee or some version of it has just bought itself an assignment for the interim to find those. But I don't know that we're going to be able to find them today.
Okay.
And I think that is probably the message that needs to be sent with the motion that Representative Dingfelder has made. And I just one final thing. I'd also ask the subcommittee or that future group that's going to look at this with the agency to think not only of the measure itself, but what the target should be. The funding for this program is increasing, and some of these are on a percentage basis, but some of the targets are not increasing proportional to the amount of investment going in there, and that's something else that a smart group of legislators who thoughtfully reviews it ought to be paying attention to as well. But I don't know that you need to do that today or can effectively do it today.
Madam Co-Chair, I have a way to do that today.
Okay.
If the department doesn't shoot me.
Check your guns at
the
door. That
would be Fish and Wildlife.
Representative Dingfelder, would you be willing to modify your motion to accept LFO recommendations with the instructions that the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board will report to the Joint Interim Audit Committee or to the special session in February in regards to, with the deletion of these measures, if there are any other measures that they believe would more clearly indicate the success of their agency in addressing their mission?
Mr. Chair, I will amend.
Before you make that amendment,
yeah.
My understanding is that the presiding officers are intending for there to be an interim Ways and Means Committee, which I would suggest is a more, it's either JLAC or the interim Ways and Means Committee rather than the legislative session in February.
Okay.
That plate is pretty
Is that
cool.
an acceptable modification?
That's acceptable modification.
That's a good suggestion, Mr. Chair.
So I will move the amended motion.
Okay. So effectively what we're doing is approving the LFO recommendation, asking OWEB to come back to either, preferably to the Ways and Means Committee, but if not to the JLAC, with some recommendations relative to whether there should be other measures that would more clearly indicate their success in addressing their agency's mission.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
And Tom might want to comment on this. I think it's a great idea. I just would like, I think we need to be a little more clear. One or the other. Who are they going to come back to? I don't think it's fair to a department head to say, well, one or the other committee. I mean,
joint interim Ways and Means.
Let's give them the committee to report to.
It would be okay, Representative Burley, if I said that they should come to the Joint Ways and Means Committee if it exists in the interim, and to the joint.
Well, Mr. Chair, I would submit if it doesn't. I'm guessing it'll probably exist in February.
Yeah.
And I'm also guessing, I mean, these things are not easy to construct.
Right.
You know, that's part of the reason why they're the way they are. So I think that if we tell them to come back to the Ways and Means Committee, if that happens in February, that's fine. I think it gives them the time to really do what needs to be done.
Representative Burley, could I? I agree with you fully. The only thing that I'm concerned about is there have been, how would I say it? There have been inferences of what's going to happen in the interim. There has been no agreement on what's going to happen in the interim. So I might be asking them to report back to a committee that does not exist. We now expect it to exist, but it might not. Would it be okay if the understanding here was with the committee that they report back to Ways and Means, and should there not be an interim Ways and Means or session Ways and Means, that they report to the JLAC? Would that be acceptable? I just can't guarantee you exactly what the Senate President and the Speaker are going to do.
Any time frame associated with this? I mean,
by February 1st.
Well, by June 29th, we'll know. Well,
right, yeah, but I'm doing it now, so yeah, I give them plenty of time. February 1st, 2008.
And I understand the discomfort, Representative Burley, but this is actually not an uncommon either or direction to agencies. So I see Mr. Tyler's head going that it doesn't give him a lot of discomfort. Basically, report back to the legislature, and the presiding officers tell you which committee to report to anyway.
Okay, so the report by February 1st. Session starts about a week later, if we have it. I hope the President didn't hear this discussion.
I'm going to have to repeat that motion, Mr. Chair, because I'm not sure I can repeat it.
Mr. Chair, Member of the Committee, I think I can repeat the motion. I think the motion was to approve the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures for the Oregon Water Enhancement Board, with instruction that the agency is to revisit their measures, with looking for ways to improve the measures and find other means to measure their mission and report to the Interim Joint Committee on Ways and Means by February 1st, if that committee is not in existence, to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee.
Okay. So I move whatever Paul said.
Okay. It's been moved. Any additional discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, motion passes. Do we have a motion to recommend to the full?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5542 to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with the pass recommendation as amended.
Oh, we included that in the LFO recommendation. Didn't we? Okay.
You want to read
through
the amendments?
Yeah, read through the amendments.
Recommended changes to the bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I just want to point out a couple things for the record in the amendments. This amends the Senate Bill 5542, which is also the allocation bill for Measure 66 lottery dollars. So you see the amounts that are going out to the various agencies. I would note that we're inserting a couple of new sections, one to send $250,000 to DEQ out of the capital funds, as was approved as part of their budget that passed through the subcommittee, I believe, last week. And then on page two, to insert a new section for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to receive $1.5 million from the R&D program. The subcommittee was interested in finding funding for LIDAR, and you heard their the Dogami budget very early. This will provide $1.5 million to Dogami for LIDAR. The department has indicated that they will seek additional matching funds. They feel that they'll be very successful with this as the seed money to start that work. You'll see the $1.5 million in limitation added to the emergency fund bill. The end of session bill will providing the limitation for the department to spend the money and a position, but this sets up the mechanism to send the money to the agency, so I just wanted to get that on the record. And then again, the limitation for the agency to spend money from the R&D fund, which was not in the original bill.
Okay. It's been moved to recommend to the full committee with the due pass recommendation, Senate Bill 5542. Any additional discussion? Any objections? Hearing no objections, motion passes. Open a work session on 5543.
Do you need a carrier for this bill?
For that one, Representative Dingfelter, will you carry to the House? Senator Nelson, will you carry to the full?
Yeah.
And will you carry to the floor?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, on the third page of the LFO recommendation memo dated May 18, 2007, you'll see the recommendations for Senate Bill 5543. As I explained already, this bill provides six-year limitation for Measure 66 capital lottery funds to allow time for grants to be fully expended. We're recommending inserting the following change into Senate Bill 5543, deleting $60,589,114 and inserting $59,500,000, which is the amount for capital grants this biennium.
Yes.
It's the bill. So I move Senate Bill 5543 to the floor with the two, or to the full Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended. Okay. With the LFO recommendation.
Any additional discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, motion passes. Representative Dingfelter, will you carry to the House? Senator Nelson, will you carry to the full? And Senator Vakian, will you carry to the Senate floor?
Sure.
I'm thinking it's like dual carriers. next week, committee, we'll close that work session. Next week, I want to get a count on who's going to be here Tuesday morning. Because we will have a relatively short work session on a bill relating. It sounds like it's interesting how it's phrased here.
I know.
Relating to shipping. In the DEQ budget, there was a single position to look at issues surrounding ballast water. This is actually a task force on ballast water. It's actually a continuation, my understanding, of an existing task force. It has no fiscal. It's literally a volunteer task force. It's like an advisory committee. Is there anyone that's not going to be here Tuesday morning?
I may not be. It depends on if we come home
okay.
Monday night with the traffic or
okay.
Is it possible to hold it over on Wednesday, or is would there be enough time to do both?
Let me ask, Paul, could we ask the co-chairs if I can move it to Wednesday morning? Because we're actually...
And then just have no hearing on Tuesday, is that what you think?
Right. Yes,
no committee meeting, I mean.
Right.
Why, if this measure has no fiscal, is it even in our system?
Can I address that, Mr. Chair? the committee should know the ballast water bills mm-hmm. were two bills mm-hmm. that I had proposed. One of them was for the FTE. This was a companion bill to that, and so they just both got assigned to this committee. We already took care of the first one, and this one was just still lingering. That yeah. is the only reason. It could have gone through a substantive committee, but it had been assigned here.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll see. We'll let you know. We'll see if we can get a change. And then we'll be with the Department of Fish and Wildlife on Wednesday also, and with the Oregon Department of Forestry on Thursday. And with that, we are adjourned. I'm trying to get more.